From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 3rd, 2015. This week, we repeat a July 2012 episode, returning to a group of insects whose species are known by many mysterious and even fearsome names. See if you can guess that insect group as you listen for about 30 seconds to some of their names being called out by campers along the New River in Wythe County, Virginia. And here's a hint. Some of these creatures have club-like tails, but they don't breathe fire.
American emerald.
Blue corporal.
Blue dasher.
Saffron-winged meadowhawk.
Yellow-legged meadowhawk.
Cyrano darner.
Eastern amberwing.
Eastern pond hawk.
Halloween pennant.
Lancet clubtail.
Unicorn clubtail.
Rusty snake tail.
Stream cruiser.
Wandering glider.
If you guessed dragonflies, you're right. Clubtails, cruisers, darners, and other descriptive and sometimes scary names for dragonflies derive not only from these insects' real appearance and behaviors, but also from historical superstitions or myths about supposed behaviors, such as the idea that darners could sew up the ears of misbehaving children. No matter what they're called, all dragonflies, along with closely related damselflies, collectively called odonates, spend the first part of their life cycle as aquatic forms inhabiting various still or slow-moving freshwater habitats, particularly wetlands, ponds, and the edges of streams and rivers. Both the aquatic immature forms and the flying adults eat large numbers of a variety of prey, including mosquitoes and other biting flies. And in turn, they get eaten by certain fish, amphibians, birds, wasps, and spiders. With over 400 North American species, dragonflies and damselflies are as diverse, colorful, and fascinating as their names. And that's no myth. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.